Well, Alan, obviously you've dealt with Caldwell's, but as a family firm, what was it like dealing with the family members?
It was probably like dealing with a Victorian mill owner. I think, unfortunately, their attitudes to staff were very Dickensian. Everybody was referred to as Mr. Caldwell or Mr. Lehman. There was no Christian names, and I'm not sure whether people respected him for that or whether they loathed it. I could never quite make my mind up. You know, it was very much, you wouldn't say it was a team effort, because there was such a big division between, you know, the management and the staff. But it probably worked because the people had been there a long time. There were no young, rebellious members of staff there. They were all long served and just grew up with that way of life. But as people, they were perfectly charming. You know, I didn't have any problems with them, dealing with them whatsoever.
Was their nursery, would you say, well run, or, you know, was it?
I think it was, but it was sort of, it was the end of an era, wasn't it? And I probably came in close to the end of that era, well, certainly within 10 years of it closing down. So I would say at one time it was probably a well-run nursery, and it'd been that way for 3-4 generations. But I think they sort of, because there were no new family members coming into it, there was no new management structure there, I think it just sort of slipped and sort of died with the firm, if you like, you know. I mean, there obviously was some capital expenditure at one time, because they had probably one of the first spading machines in the country for turning over the ground. They bought a tree lifter but didn't know how to use it. And it was back to the spade. I think the tree lifter, Graham Tuke bought that off them when they packed up. But they didn't have a lot of machinery. An old Fordson Dexter tractor and a couple of trailers, that was about my recollection of machinery. And truck wise, I think they had a small 7.5-ton truck, and that was the sum of their equipment.
Yeah. Apart from obviously hand tools.
Yes.
Well, finally, Alan, do you have any other comments or memories about Caldwell's that you might want to share?
Yeah, I always remember going into Bill's office, and he had a fine old desk there with, I think it was probably a teak or a mahogany desk, probably mahogany, with drawers in the side and a fold-back lid. It was a beautiful piece of furniture. I don't know what happened to that, but I sort of made a comment it would be quite fit nicely into my house, but it fell on deaf ears. And if you wanted to see Bill Caldwell, it was like probably having an audience with the Pope, I suppose, in some ways. You know, it was sort of... But in the end, he used to just walk down to his office and knock on the door, which other people probably don't do, you know. But I had that sort of relationship with him in the end. And as I said before, I found him perfectly charming to deal with. Both of them very straight people to deal with. There were a couple of plants which he sort of named or introduced. One was an Acer Campestri William Caldwell. It was a fairly fastidiate Acer Campestri, similar to Carpinus fastigiata. It is still grown, but not very much. You see it on the occasional Dutch list, and I think Hilliers may grow it. It's a nice tree. We had a few here, but we never managed to sell many of them. Why, I have no idea. Another thing was he actually named Eleagnus Ibbingii Limelight. It was a Dutch plant. I think Den Uden from Boskoop brought it to England, and Bill Caldwell put a name to it. So there are a couple of things there which, you know, are down to Bill Caldwell, which is quite nice.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I think that's a nice insight into dealing with the Caldwells, certainly over the last few years of their business. So can I say thank you very much on behalf of Cheshire Garden Trust?
No problem. Thank you.
So you've dealt with Caldwells, but as a family firm, what was it like dealing with the family members?
It was probably like dealing with a Victorian mill owner. I think, unfortunately, their attitudes to staff were very Dickensian. Everybody was referred to as Mr. Caldwell or Mr. Lehman. There was no Christian names. And I'm not sure whether people respected him for that, or whether they loathed it, I could never quite make my mind up. You know, it was very much, you wouldn't say it was a team effort, because there was a, such a big division between, you know, the management and the staff. But it probably worked, because the people had been there a long time. There were no young, rebellious members of staff there. They were all long served and just grew up with that way of life. But as people, they were perfectly charming. You know, I didn't have any problems with them, dealing with them whatsoever.
Was their nursery, would you say, well run, or, you know, was it?
I think it was, but it was sort of, it was the end of an era, wasn't it? And I probably came in close to the end of that era, well, certainly within 10 years of it closing down. So I would say at one time it was probably a well-run nursery, and it'd been that way for 3-4 generations. But I think they sort of, because there were no new family members coming into it, there was no new management structure there, I think it just sort of slipped and sort of died with the firm, if you like, you know. I mean, there obviously was some capital expenditure at one time, because they had probably one of the first spading machines in the country for turning over the ground. They bought a tree lifter but didn't know how to use it. And it was back to the spade. I think the tree lifter, Graham Tuke bought that off them when they packed up. But they didn't have a lot of machinery. An old Fordson Dexter tractor and a couple of trailers, that was about my recollection of machinery. And truck wise, I think they had a small 7.5-ton truck, and that was the sum of their equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, apart from obviously hand tools.
Yes.
Well, finally, Alan, do you have any other comments or memories about Caldwell's that you might want to share?
Yeah, I always remember going into Bill's office, and he had a fine old desk there with, I think it was probably a teak or a mahogany desk, probably mahogany, with drawers in the side and a fold-back lid. It was a beautiful piece of furniture. I don't know what happened to that, but I sort of made a comment it would be quite fit nicely into my house, but it fell on deaf ears. And if you wanted to see Bill Caldwell, it was like probably having an audience with the Pope, I suppose, in some ways. You know, you sort of... But in the end, I used to just walk down to his office and knock on the door, which other people probably don't do, you know. But I had that sort of relationship with him in the end. And as I said before, I found him perfectly charming to deal with. Both of them very straight people to deal with. There were a couple of plants which he sort of named or introduced. One was an Acer Campestri William Caldwell. It was a fairly fastidiate Acer Campestri, similar to Carpinus fastigiata. It is still grown, but not very much. You see it on the occasional Dutch list, and I think Hilliers may grow it. It's a nice tree. We had a few here, but we never managed to sell many of them. Why, I have no idea. Another thing was he actually named Eleagnus Ibbingii Limelight. It was a Dutch plant, I think. Den Uden from Boskoop brought it to England, and Bill Caldwell put a name to it. So there are a couple of things there which, you know, are down to Bill Caldwell, which is quite nice.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I think that's a nice insight into dealing with the Caldwells, certainly over the last few years of their business. So can I say thank you very much on behalf of Cheshire Garden Trust?
No problem. Thank you.